Just because the Great Pumpkin isn't on doesn't mean you can't enjoy a great pumpkin ale. This is the perfect pour.
This is the perfect pour. I don't know why I needed to confirm that. Like, what previously Nick said seconds ago, I needed to make sure.
I mean, I wasn't sure either. So.
I'm Mikey.
I'm the Nick.
I'm Matt.
And we're here to hang out with you and have some fun. Drink some good beers. Talk about the beers we drank last week. Look out for some beers getting released. Our listeners are going to call us, leave us some messages, tell us some things, and we're going to comment on those things. And there you go. That's pretty much the premise of the show. That's what we do. Earlier, during our tailgating, I had a Dust Bowl Brewing Company out of Turlock, California, often mentioned here, local brewer. Tomorrow's Clear West Coast IPA. It is a clear IPA. I highly recommend this to Nick. It is straightforward. It is clear IPA, but it's also, you know, it's an updated IPA. It's not like a
it's not malty,
old and malty. And that comes in a nice 6-pack of 12-ounce cans. So there's enough 7.3. So there's enough there for you to enjoy. Well, what do you guys got? What did you guys tailgate with? Matt.
I got this.
Nick.
Oh, Matt.
Nick.
Not Matt. I've got a FRB Brown from Fort Rock Brewing Company. It is a GABF Silver Medal winning beer.
Oh, la-di-da.
American Brown Ale. Yeah.
Yeah, the rare brown ale.
Dark crystal malt.
Mm-hmm. How is it? Does it? Can you taste the metal winning attributes?
Yeah. I'm silver plus, in my opinion.
Nick, I'm just now noticing because we're having so many technical difficulties before the show started. Do you have a backdrop of a virtual backdrop of your own house? Is that what's happening? That's what it looks like.
This is not my house, but it is a house.
Oh, okay.
It is a virtual, yes.
All right.
Yep. That would be awesome if I managed to take a photo of my That's own house. Looks, and
you took a photo like of your own so you believe backdrop, I would live here. And then you're like, hey, look. Just in case something happened in your real background, you would have your fake background covering it up.
My house is so amazing. I uploaded it as a
backdrop. Look at this. You should sell it. Oh, no. Oh, what a real house. Terrible.
Garbage.
Garbage house backdrop.
Garbage house. Double wide trailer wood paneling.
I love on the show, on the podcast where they talk about things on their video. That's my favorite part of the podcast. Thanks, listener.
This is what gets us in the top five of
iTunes. Yeah,
trust us.
That's why you keep that top six iTunes chart. We're there because of this kind of stuff.
You think it's about talking about the topic of the podcast? Oh, no.
Oh, no. Matt, what are you drinking?
Old Rasputin.
What? Wait. This is flip.
Did we trade places?
Yeah. Is this trading places? Are you? Which, are you Eddie Murphy or are you freaking the other guy? Trading places.
Freaking the other
guy. Mortimer, we're back.
I like Old Rasputin. That's not a hidden secret. That's not an unknown thing. There's many episodes where I famously talk about buying Old Rasputin because it would be on sale for $7.99 or $8.99 at Save Mart. So
yeah, I saw that yesterday. I almost sent a pic to you guys like, hey, look, 4 packs Old Rasputin are on sale, guys. Mm.
That's a good deal.
I would always accept sale beers.
Mm, sale beers. That's a new beer I just opened up. It is donated to the show by the Fontana Jim from Claremont Craft Ales. Frank, a West Coast IPA with Zappa and Equinox hops. Zappa hops. I don't know that I've had Zappa hops.
Frank Zappa.
I think you had a chance to have this, Nick, and you handed it over, so it's a West Coast clear.
What is it? Papa Murky's?
Nope. Yeah, you had a chance of that too, but
oh no, I have that one.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I gave that one to you.
Yeah. Oh, you gave it to me, or it was Fontana Jim?
That was a Fontana Jim.
Oh, okay.
That he gave to me to give to you. Oh, okay. So I have my own version of that, sir.
The Papa Murky's?
Papa Murky?
No.
Frank.
Oh. Frank.
Are we
damn it, Matt, all listening? Matt takes a week off and he's already behind.
Well, no, I just gave you a Papa Murky's.
Yeah.
From
Wazoo.
No, mm-hmm. I wasn't paying attention, so I thought he opened Papa Murky's.
Oh, my gosh.
And then he said, no, Frank. And I was like, no,
what are we, the Three Stooges over here?
And then he says, no, Fontana Jim gave me Frank. I'm like, well, yes, but I gave it to you from Fontana. So I'm stealing credit where credit is stolen.
Well, now we're in an Abbott and Costello bit now.
Yeah. Who's and then Matt chimes in and is not paying attention either.
I'm writing my Bincots down.
Okay? Yeah, we can hear it all.
Oh, that's actually important. Never mind. Here
well, oh, all right.
I'm done with it now, so.
So we all have our beers. We're all ready. Let us begin the show.
Let us begin destroying the rest of the show.
Now, let's see what else we can. Let's see how long we can destroy this show. Culture. Culture, sorry it sounded so sound like I was in a tin can last week, but had to go with the backup recording because the real recording didn't save properly, so I was due for a screw up, so it happened. Let's start with since Matt was off last week, he should be fresh and ready for some culture.
In-N-Out sells onesies.
Oh, man, that onesies. Is what we've been waiting for.
Well, no, the brother sent shoes and that. And I was looking at other merch they had available.
Oh, I'm sorry. So you're commenting on your you're tweeting back and forth. You're texting. What kind of things text about me during the show? Now that I can't see what's going on.
I'm using the Skype chat. You have access to this as well.
Michael. Oh, I didn't see.
Oh, okay. Well, later when you have free time.
Later when you want
to. When you're not busy running a show.
A show.
So let's see here.
Sent you guys the slip-on Vans In-N-Out drink cup.
Ooh, shoes. I might. They're official Vans?
No, they're Vans feel like.
Oh, nah, I'm not as excited.
That's the closest way to describe it.
All right, so let's do some rapid firing.
Pew, pew, pew.
Most GABF medals earned through the year 2019.
Ooh, very nice. Checkerboard.
Sorry, I was showing Nick my Vans flip-flop somewhere. Yes, most medals, GABF 20. 20.
So let's go top 17 because we need top to go to 17 to get some reputable breweries.
At number 17,
California.
At 96 GABF medals is Pizza Port Brewing.
Wow.
Pizza Port.
Wait, all time?
Yeah.
Yeah, I was like, I don't think you can get 96 medals in one GABF.
You could if you tried really hard. If you won all three categories, you know, all just three medals from every beer that you entered.
You just entered a shit ton of beers.
They get bronze, silver, and gold. Up next is Rock Bottom Breweries at 83.
Wow.
I probably had some of those.
Then there's Anheuser-Busch Incorporated at 76. Pabst Brewing Company at 73. Miller Brewing Co. at 64. Mm. Then there's Stouds Brewing Co. At 57.
Stouds it out loud.
Firestone Walker at 53.
I've heard of them.
Alaskan Brewing at 49. Boston Beer Co. at 45. Coors Brewing Co. at 43. Deschutes at 43. Deschutes. Snake River Brewing at 39. Pelican Pub and Brewery at 38. New Belgium at 33. Sierra Nevada at 33.
Surprising.
And then
Sierra Nevada only has 33. Ooh. That's messed up.
And then we get to two very cool breweries. There's a New Galaris at 32.
Spotted Cow. I'm looking at it right now. A bottle.
And then this next company has one more medal than Russian River.
Ooh.
And I think Mikey's really going to be happy about this one. It's Marin Brewing Co.
Oh, whoa. Surprising. It's neighbor and even.
Yeah.
That is interesting.
31 to 30. So that's your top 17.
Oh, if I am the owner of Marin Brew Co., who they also own Moylan's, I believe it's the same people that own Moylan's and Marin Brew. I'm going into Russian River with all my medals on and just strut around. The Vinny is there, just be like, yep. Oh, did you notice my medals? Yeah, I don't know if you can count this high. It's one more than you have. Just letting you know. All right. It's a great little operation got here, though. I'm sure you guys are going to be successful.
Yeah, you guys might make it one day.
So this next category is most GABF medals earned by individual beers through up to 2019.
Uh-huh. How many does Michelob Ultra have?
Give me each of you. So I'm going to list off the first two.
No. I didn't know there was going to be a test.
But I need from both of you, I need two numbers between. No, that'll be a lot. Anyway,
there's no way Mikey's going to add all that up. Let me dumb this down.
Give me two numbers between 3 and 20. Both of you.
17. 19.
17, 19. Brother?
7 and 11.
Oh.
Six, seven.
Carry over the one, two, three, four, seven, 79.
Okay. So the beer that has achieved 12 medals, which are 5 gold, 3 silver, 4 bronze, is Alaskan Smoked Porter from Alaskan Brewing.
Oh.
And then you guys said 7, which would be Abbey Belgian style ale coming in at 8 medals from New Belgium. That's 5 yes. gold, 3 where'd bronze. Then there is Old Milwaukee Light from Pabst Brewing Company.
Yeah.
7 medals, 4 gold, whoa. 2 silver, 1 bronze.
Old Milwaukee and Old Milwaukee Light. If you're in Wisconsin, why not?
Man, I good thing I recounted because it was almost going to be Pete's Wicked Ale, but
oh it's, shit, that was a good beer back in the day.
It's actually Leinenkugel's Creamy Dark. Oh, this was wicked. Ale.
Creamy Dark.
6 ale? Medals. 2 gold, 3 silver, 1 bronze.
Wow. Gotta love those creamy dark ales. That's the style.
I'll quickly scan for anything cool.
Juice bonds, bro.
Nope, they're all pretty standard. They're all obscure beers where it's
too obscure.
You don't know unless you're cool.
So, you know, like,
I mean, we
have everything. They're porters, sours, they're lagers.
You're a lager.
Right. A heavy. So, I mean, they're all random things. So. But yeah, so that's all. Those are GABF statistics. You can find more of that on Porch Drinking.
PorchDrinking.com.
Wait, did it already happen?
Yes.
Okay. Did you we win? It.
No.
It's still, the internet's forever, Nick. Go on archive.org or whatever and you can find it.
California received some like 60 plus medals for California breweries, but nothing local.
Dang.
Son of a bitch.
I think the closest
not enough vanilla in the sugar pine.
Yeah, dude. Did you guys, did Tioga Scoia submit?
Of course.
Oh, okay. Those sons of bitches.
Eventually, we'll get the notes back. I'm not sure what we sent.
Here's your notes. Can you bring, save some of those notes, please, for a future episode that we can read out? No. Is that legal? Come on. I'm
not going there.
Damn it.
Yeah.
Made
for and bring the one that says one star, not my style.
One star, not my style. That's official GABF rating. One star, that's not my GABF style.
Review.
I can't believe they made this style.
Good beer, but you can tell the brewers talk too much.
I'm a fish. Tell they bullshitted while it was fermenting.
I will say that when you do read some of the notes that the judges give out, you kind of wish that you could show them the cost of goods that it took to make the beer. Because they're like, I felt like they skimped out on this one. You're like, can I show you the bill where we didn't?
Felt like they just used water.
Yeah, felt like they started with water. First ingredient, water. Terrible beer.
Heavy in water.
Alpine Beer's eatery revamped, reopening. So the Outpost is what they're calling it.
Outpost.
And it's...
not the lookout, the Outpost.
Yeah, not Green Flesh has revamped the space and its menu and has plans to reopen the business in the new future under a new name, Alpine Beer Company Outpost. The new concept focuses on pizza as its centerpiece, and it'll install a brick oven. So, you know, there's things. And
dude, trying to be like me and Ed. Good luck.
Wow. You know, salads and shared plates, growlers, bottles, cans, merchandise, the whole thing. So since the old Alpine location is now becoming defunct for some other brewery that's going in there, Green Flash decided to give them their own space where people could go and continue to think that they're a brewery.
Oh, yeah, Green Flash. That was a brewery.
Mm-hmm. Which it's interesting because I think we long heard rumors that Alpine was just going to be done, period. Like we remember them, you know, getting rid of staff and stuff like that. But now they're going to have their own tap room.
Yeah, back at it. The OG Alpiners are going to come back. Well, there you go.
Wow.
That's culture.
That's culture. Nick.
So I was cleaning up my garage and I found an Alpine Nelson bottle.
Oh.
And I was like, oh, yeah, this is a cool bottle. Yeah. It's a bomber sized bottle. And I turned it over and it was a Green Flash embossed Alpine bottle. And so I tossed it, but now I'm thinking, should I have kept it?
Maybe you should have kept it. I don't know.
Yeah. Because now it was Alpine.
Go on eBay. Go on eBay, man. See what it's worth.
Oh, that's a good idea. If only I had internet access right in front of me while I'm doing the podcast.
That's disrespectful, dude. Don't do that.
Okay. You made me do it. You get Alpine Nelson tap handle for $25.
Okay.
Alpine Nelson sticker for 99 cents.
Is it OG Alpine Nelson tap handle? Is it like a used, actually was
used? Yeah, it says carved. This tap was carved by Pat McElhinney.
Really?
No.
I don't know. You got me. You got me, bro. Tell
it's official? I don't like being gotten.
This was actually carved by Pat McElhinney. Who? I don't know. It's official.
This was carved by Stone Greg.
The eBay seller had a pretty high rating, so I think he's probably, you know, telling the truth.
Let's see. You could get a Pure Hoppiness tap handle for $25. About a 101 North Brewing Company tap handle for
$19.99.
What else would you like to know?
Nothing.
Nothing. No more tap handle talk.
This has been Tap Handle Talk.
Looks like your standard tap handle is going for about $29.
Oh, shit. There's a massive cat fight happening outside. I've got to close the door before Louie gets involved. Hold on.
Oh, boy.
Cat fight.
Get a Sierra Nevada Brewing Company tap handle for $17.95.
Mm. Where are these illegal tap handles being sold?
I guess if they're illegal, they're illegally being sold on eBay.
Yep, there you go.
Ruthless Rye for $30.
Hey.
Classic Torpedo tap handle for $19.95.
We're still doing tap handles. Cool.
Tap handle talk. Well, for those of you that love cans, be prepared to be sad because the shortage will continue until 2025.
2025? Yeah. I can't wait that long.
Bro. Back to bombers.
Yep. Bombers.
Demand will not be caught up in for at least 36 to 48 months.
Bombers of the future.
Yeah. All that recycled glass just sitting in piles. Somebody's backyard.
Bombers will not go away.
Seltzer. I blame Seltzer.
Yeah, you might be right. Long as you guys find Tioga find can all right, or would you be canning more, or are you guys?
There has always been companies that want to have a good relationship with us. And so now we just say, okay, can you get us cans?
Mm-hmm. Oh, you like us so much. Why don't you bring us some cans?
So, and I think every brewery is that way. There's always people looking for business. And so we just say, hey, this is what we need.
We need, you know, cans.
And we pursue those avenues. I don't think we've ever really been completely tied to just one vendor or distributor or just with anything, but it's just kind of the way that you flow, you know. Everybody excels in certain little areas. I mean, even with buying supplies for the beer garden, it's the same way. Certain vendors are better at some things than others, so.
Interesting. You just gotta know which gears to grease. You get your cans.
Yeah. Grease it.
Grease it. Yeah. Any more, Nick?
That's it.
Matt was talking about GABF earlier, saying how there's no local ones that won any medals. I did see, though, Urban Roots won for a saison, which is like,
wow.
It's like, huh?
Hey, what?
Like Urban Roots gold. I'm like, oh yeah, that makes sense. Saison. I'm like, what?
Who?
A Gugba? Okay. But yeah. But the most important category, of course, was the hazy juicy category. Okay. Nick.
I'm listening.
And it is a somebody we know, a place I've been to, Rinhouse, won for Spellbinder, gold. The gold medal winning Hazy Juicy IPA is made by Rinhouse. Phoenix, Arizona's Rinhouse Brewing Spellbinder has collaborated with Tioga Sequoia. So basically, Tioga Sequoia won gold, pretty much.
In a way.
There were over 300 entries in that category alone.
So you're in Phoenix area. I've been to Rinhouse. It's like this little old house that's in this on like a just like a retail street, old retail street, kind of like black. Like if you're going like in an older area of Blackstone. This is where Rinhouse is at, and it's just like this sort of old converted little house for a tap room. And yes. It's very, very indie craft beer-esque, and it's very, they make very good beer. When I was there, I enjoyed everything I had. So,
Fargo beer?
Now, I wonder if I've had Spellbinder. I'll have to check. I don't know how long they've been making it. It was a few years ago when I was there. So, Silver, almost local. So the Silver Hazy was Yojo from Moonraker. We can get that here in Fresno if we want.
Get Madeira.
Yeah. The Bronze was from Wicked Possum. It was called Wicked Possum from Metazoa Brewing in Indianapolis. The gold for the American IPA was from a Seattle brewery, Perry Street. I had not heard of Perry Street before. This one, maybe you've had, Nick. Nick just walked away. Nick, you would have loved this, Nick. That's not there right now. A strong stout Moxa's Grasp of Oak. Ooh. Have you had Moxa's Grasp of Oak?
No,
Grasp of Oak.
I love gold.
Well, that won a bronze for wood barrel aged strong stout, so you might want to look for that. Those are just some little bit of the GABF things I noticed. Oh, Record Store Day is Saturday. What do you guys? You guys got a plan? You got a book? You got your moleskin? You've been writing in your moleskin. What you're gonna do? Yeah, a plan laid out. Are you going to go to Tower District Records? Are you going to go to that record, the Raging Records? What are you going to do? What should we do on Record Store Day Saturday? What beer would you have for Record Store Day?
The Central Coast Brewing / Boo Boo Records Anniversary Beer.
Oh, okay. IPA. Oh, that's a good call. Do you guys have a plan for Saturday at all?
Oh, man. Yes, but I don't have my notes here. I think there is an Alice in Chains release.
Oh, is there really?
Yes, I think so.
Should I go to Tower District Records or should I go to Raging Records for that?
Where's Raging Records?
Am I seeing Raging? What's the one in the Tower District now?
Yeah, that's Raging. Yeah.
Okay.
They're next Raging to Vinny's.
Apparently, Nick hasn't been there yet. It's been there like a year or so. Man.
They used to. They were part of Dynamite next to Spokeasy for a while, and then it used to be Raging back in the day, like the 80s and stuff. So he's been on and off. But yeah, he just popped up next to Vinny's, and it's actually a place where you can find modern records. So you can find top 40 or recent releases, and I think that's kind of an area where we've kind of been lacking with record shops in general. It's, sometimes you just find collectible stuff, not necessarily, oh, hey, so-and-so dropped a new album. Can I go buy that from my local store? So they have kind of filled that in.
I don't know.
I was just going to go down to Tower and hang out.
Is Rasputin still open?
Yes, they are open.
Okay.
So that was, but their Record Store Day has slimmed down quite a bit. I would not recommend
Rasputin
them for a record store. Yeah.
So are there more than that locally? Are those the three to worry about? Does Barnes & Noble do anything?
No.
I mean, they sell records, but they're not.
They don't give a shit about Record Store Day.
They're not RSD.
Well, there
you go. I was looking at the Black Friday list.
There's going to be an Alice in Chains.
Also,
what's the Alice in Chains?
Black Friday list SAP is Alice in Chains, not the one coming up on the 24th.
Okay.
Yeah, I will say Raging really focuses on punk as far as their like collectibles. But I've even found Interpol, Megadeth, Metallica, that kind of stuff there too. So do recommend.
Okay. Well, catch you guys out there. Saturday.
Yeah. Yeah. We'll be having some cold pockets.
Cold parking pockets? Beers.
Yeah.
That's what you call parking lot beer? Cold pocket?
Yeah.
I have not heard that term before. I like it. Cold pockets. Well, that's enough of that.
What
else do we have to do? Did we talk about the beer you opened, Nick?
No, we did not.
All right.
This is a Moonraker.
Oh.
If I had seen it on the shelf, it would totally be a label buy. But this was a Wazoo beer, I think. Yes, Matt?
Wazoo.
Let me see again.
Ta-da.
Yep.
Yeast bound it down. Put it up and chucking. We're going to do what they say can't be done. Got a long way to go.
And a short time to get there. Something, something, watch old bandit run. Yes, sir.
Is it? What are you thinking?
I didn't even care if this was hazy or not, and thank God it's not. Oh. It's nice and clear.
But I would say yeastbound and down, I'm prepared for a
Doesn't
hazy
Doesn't that sound
beer.
Like a hazy? It's an Imperial IPA. Would you guys like to do the ABV game?
Oh, Imperial, huh? 8.4.
Yeah. All right.
10.2.
Ooh. Well, the closest with going over is Mikey.
Whoa.
This is a 8.0 flat.
Oh, man. That is a weak double. The weakest of doubles.
And most modestly double IPAs.
Most modestly of doubles.
Will you call me tonight and leave me a voicemail? Will you talk about beer and tell me you're driving?
Hey! We like when you call us and leave us emails and leave us voicemails and leave us podcasts so we can play them. Listen to them. We go on our smoke break while you guys do your thing. So that's great.
Yeah.
DJ Get Life, out. Man. 559-492-0542 is the voicemail line of the Dorktown Network of shows. You can leave a 3-minute voicemail there. And also, you can record something yourself. You can just record your own podcast or just record a question. Just something you want us to talk about, something, comment you have about the show, and send that file over to us, perfectwordpodcast@gmail.com. And I don't believe we have any, we don't have any traditional voicemails this week. It's all audio sent to us, and we'll start with everybody's friend, one of California's most prominent craft beer aficionados.
What really perfect port should you be here? I'm bored. It's Friday. I'm not drinking. So check it out. GABF released their awards for this year's for 2020. So check it out, homie. This is just for California alone. Total awards given out to California, 43. Here's the breakdown. 21 bronze medals, 22 silver, 19 gold, homes. Here's a cool little category that I checked out. These are categories swept by California breweries, okay? Let's start at the
All right,
top.
Let's go.
Category 10, coffee stouts porters. 75 yes. entries. Gold went
what
to Supertonic
that
by Docent Brewery in San Juan Carpistano, California.
Yeah.
Also, silver went to the Rizzo by Rip Beer Company in Huntington Beach, California. Bronze went to Ventia's Large, Hop Dogma Brewing Company in Half Moon Bay, California. The other category we've
local.
Got here will be Category 23, Fruited American Style Sour Ales. This was swept by California, 180
yes.
entries. Gold went to Guava Dreams, Del Cielo Brewing Company, Martinez, California. Silver went to Peach Afternoon by Port Brewing, San Marcos, California. Bronze for Summer Sun, brewed by Stereo Brewing in Placentia, California, homes. That's crazy, 180 entries for that one. Last one, Strong Red Ales. There were 75 entries.
My favorite.
Gold went to Happy Days, Claremont Ales in Claremont, California. Silver went to Side Hike by Kern River Brewing in Kernville, California. And bronze went to Devil's Path, El Segundo, and El Segundo, California, homes. So it seems like all the breweries from South, Central, and North all came home with freaking medals, homes. So that's what it seems like what happened here, homes. That's it. Just a quick little fun recap. We took California took 43 total awards, 19 gold, 22 shit, Colorado. Silver, 21 bronze. And then we swept three categories, all California, which is the strong ale category, the strong red ale, the coffee stouts and porters, and the last one was the fruited American style sour ales. Who knew, man? We didn't take no IPAs. I'm just kidding. We won on some, but I just went for the quick and easy sweeps, homie. This is True Your Beer. Hopefully this was helpful, Holmes. I have to watch you. Peace out, eh?
I like it, Chew. I like a little different angle on that.
That's and good. Actually, it was 63 medals, bro.
Oh.
Six.
Correction. Three. Oh, wait. Oh. Now, Chew emailed a correction. He said, I have made a mistake on my voicemail. He's saying total awards are 62, not 43. Whoa. So
go to californiacraftbeer.com.
We've got some controversy.
The association that looks out for California craft breweries at 63.
Oh,
the second state
was it 62 was or 63?
63.
Wow. Oh, all right. Well, I'm gonna go with Chew Your Beer, not some random ass website.
Oh, not the California Craft Brewers Association.
Drunk white guys. No, thanks. I'll go with Chew Your Beers.
Okay. Will you enjoy the rest of your podcast, then?
As for me, I'm still in a fucking drought. Holmes, I haven't had a beer in almost 3 weeks now. So I almost broke. Dodgers went to game 7. Amazing time to actually enjoy a beer, but I didn't. The wife kept trying to force me to drink one. I've never ever really craved the Modelo the way I did that Sunday, Holmes. What can you do, I said. I've finished all my NA, so I've been sipping on seltzers, not hard seltzers, but just regular.
Somebody send them some NAs right now.
The bubbly pineapple and the bubbly grapefruit are delicious, Holmes. I don't drink soft drinks; they make me feel weird. And also, the Perrier pineapple is good. Just I'm giving you guys reviews on fucking regular seltzers, Holmes, because that's all I've been drinking. Okay, so here's another question to. Everybody, what's a good beer to drink starting November 1st? What's looking out for Chew? Something delicious, something good that I should pop open for my first beer of November 1st. Also for my San Diego people and my people over at the Central Coast or Central Valley. The wife and I are planning a little mini trip with our kids. Our kids are 13 and 18. A little family fun outing. What can you guys recommend in San Diego? If we decided to go to San Diego, what is there out there to do knowing that the coronavirus is still around and the cities are acting different and doing weird things? Is there any stuff that can accommodate and keep us entertained over in San Diego? And same question for the Central Valley or the Central Coast. Is there any stuff that the family and I can do that would entertain us for a couple of days? We're thinking like a 3 days, 2 nights kind of ordeal towards the end of November. Hit me up, man. Let me know. Other than that, this is Chew Your Beer. Seltzers are amazing if you're not drinking beer. And that's about it, Holmes. Paul, I hope you're doing good. We got one more week.
Man.
Dodgers are in it. I might have to fucking take a day off and enjoy some beers. Series game, and then just add that, you know, carry it over to November 1st or something, because this is goddamn ridiculous. I'm not ever going to do this again. This is ridiculous. This October has been amazing for me as an LA city Angelino. The Lakers, the Dodgers, it's just been nuts. That's it. So that's it. I don't know what else to say. My mind is so clear, Holmes. I've been sleeping so good. My dreams are so real. They feel so real.
Oh my God, my dreams are so real right now, man.
Has my production at work. I've been getting home
your early. Your production in the bedroom?
I'm on it. Orale, this is Chewy Beard. I'm on. Answer my questions. I love you guys. Peace out, eh?
Peace out, Chew. Oh, you could do it, dude. Dude, I think Chewy Beard is responsible for the LA success right now. He's like, no, I'm not going to drink beers in October. And then October is like, oh, yeah? Lakers win the championship. And he's like, all right, I'm going to get to that. And then October's like, oh, Dodgers come back from 3-1 down and go to the World Series. Ultimate test for Chew. Never do anything in October again, Chew. You can do it, though. Don't do that bullshit of like, oh, one day, you know, I'll take a day off in November. That counts, right? No, no, no. You can do it, man. Paul's not going to do that. You got to stay with it, Chew. You can do it. It's the ultimate Sobertober in all ultimate time.
Sobertober.
Nobody's ever been tested this well in our, for a month of not drinking. Chew's wife is even like, dude, honey, have a beer.
You need one.
Come on. Oh, my gosh. Thank you, Chew. You can do it. You and Paul, you can do it.
Hey, fellas, it's Brian Wazoo Corvette. Mikey,
Wazoo.
You had that Icky IPA last week, and I'm glad you enjoyed it because that was my gateway into craft beer. I had my bachelor party at the brewery some 20 years ago and had an Icky IPA and loved all things hoppy since then. Great Basin also makes some solid barrel-aged stouts as well, so they're not just a hoppy beer brewery, but a good place to have a meal as well. I got out to Utah 2 weekends ago for a kids sports tournament thing because Utah was one of the places that you could actually travel to and have that happen. And I was really impressed with the quality of the 5% beers that they had on draft. I had an oatmeal stout that was incredible. I had two of those. I had their Oktoberfest, and I had that hazy IPA that was 5% as well. That drank really as well as many 7%ers. So I was pretty impressed, but I didn't pack anything to bring any beer home with me because I didn't anticipate finding much that would really be agreeable with my taster. So maybe next time. Anyway, just want to shout out to Chew and Paul. Keep it up, guys. The month's almost over. Then you can hit Can't Remember November. Bravo.
Yeah.
That's it. Thanks for the show, fellas. I hope you're doing well. I hope the beers are cold, hoppy, and fresh, or dark and malty and fresh.
Yeah.
Bye.
Emphasis
on fresh.
Sacramento.
Oh,
there it is. There it is.
There it is. That reminds me. I gotta get a beer now, and I'm
gonna. See
if the fridge mic still works. I don't know.
Nobody knows. That's the magic.
I don't know if it's still working, but I'm trying.
We can hear you. Are you driving?
Listen to that fridge action.
I think we've lost him. Could be. He did not remember to duck when the third saw blade was coming through.
What happened?
He also forgot. He forgot that Jehovah started with an I, so he fell down.
Hey, how's it going, guys?
Hey, good.
Oh, good.
We're just pretending you're like an Indiana Jones booby trap scenario.
Indiana Jones? We're in the dog, Indiana. I like that dog.
By the way,
well, he's
probably. Probably going to be a new get off my podcast later this week. So be on the lookout.
Wow.
Dorktown Network.
Are we sponsored by Get Off My Podcast? Are you doing an advert?
Get Off My Podcast. If you like Harrison Ford, you'll love Get Off My Podcast. found on all your favorite podcast areas of things.
This, I'd like to know how much money we're getting from them for this.
All right, well, checks. Well, check your Venmo account right now. It's checks blowing in up. The mail. New beer entering the show. It's from Wazoo Corvette. Papa Murky's. This is the one we are talking about. It has the Pizza Hut themed artwork. It's pretty rad label. It's a it would be a label buy at any rate. But then you have Slice Beer Company and Pure Project collaborating on the beer, and it's just like, this is one of those beers that sucks that we're not in the studio together, and I'm the only asshole that gets to drink it. That's good. Nah, aroma. It's
cool, bro. You deserve that beer.
Ooh, geez. Oh, yeah. This is not a perfect hazy beer at all, guys. Don't worry.
Okay, good. I'd hate to miss out on any hazy beer.
Oh, my gosh. I cannot believe this is a 10% beer. This is insane. Oh, man. I'm not going to be very, very much help at work tomorrow.
Guess who's getting drunk?
Sorry, guys. I had a Papa Murky's last night. You guys are going to have to do more stuff today. Mikey going to take a nap.
He had pizza last night, and now he feels like shit.
What's he talking about? I don't know, man. He's always been weird.
Like, he can't even pronounce Papa Murphy's right. And it's weird.
Damn it. This is... Fuck. Good beer. We're still voicemailing here. We got strong voicemails this week, guys. Appreciate it.
Keep them going.
Keep them going.
Beer Money!
Oh, it's a podcast.
Yeah, I love the podcast.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Wrestling with Beer. I'm your host, the Scotty91. And it's been a good day. For those of you who were in the Zoom chat early, at least last week, I can get out of the house, and I did today, and went and visited local brewery, got me a flight. It was amazing. So added a couple unique beers into my my list. I think I added four, five uniques. They had four great stouts, one house, and then three guest Imperial Stouts.
What?
I had my second ever the brewery beer.
What?
They had a cherry pie, bakery cherry pie Imperial Stout, which had like hints of cinnamon with the cherry. It was weird, but not like bad.
What?
had a banana chocolate beer, which was the house stout, Bobby Bananas. Clown Shoes had a beer called Hep-hi-estus.
What?
I have no idea how to pronounce that. And then had a barrel-aged mountain from Banded Brewing. They're up from near Portland, Maine area, Biddeford. So that was fun.
What?
Enjoying a nice Black is Beautiful from my local Alvarium Brewing. This one is a Imperial Neapolitan Milk Stout. Brewed with strawberries, vanilla, chocolate, and lactose. So nice take on the Black is Beautiful recipe. Definitely unique compared to all the other ones I've had so far. Speaking of unique beers, I chatted with some of the guys and gals in the Zoom this past Friday, and some people seem interested in doing the challenge for 2021. Al Green already jumped in for 2020. We figured out what he started the year with. So he's at 650 unique beers for the year. Whereas I'm at 877.
Oh! So
you figure out how many you had started this year. I'll add you in for now. But yeah, so something fun there. Other big news, I'm just going to end this with real quickly. I know I got to sort of tag this on the end of the call quickly, but I applied and got accepted to be a Untappd moderator.
Nice.
Not really as cool as it sounds. Just going to go in there and like tweak things people have wrong with beers, merge duplicates, add imagery to beers that don't have beer labels and such. Just like a big OCD type thing. If you're really OCD about Untappd, and as I am, it's a cool thing to do. And I get to chat with a lot of the people who are staff and stuff with Untappd a little bit, other moderators, which is cool. So yeah, I want to throw that in there at the end. But yeah, as always, guys, that's the bottom of the keg, because the Sky 91 drank it.
Nice. Thanks for that. I always love wrestling with beer. And Scotty 91's a moderator on Untappd. I believe that's our first known moderator that's a part of the show. So, Scotty, if you've got any issues, any Untappd issues, please bring them to Scotty 91. He will be gladly try and work them out for you. Does Tioga Sequoia have any issues Untappd that needs addressing?
No.
You guys are good. Good with the Untapps. All right. We'll continue. We keep it up.
Keep up the good work.
We'll try and keep up the good work.
Hey, Perfect Pour. It's your extra large grandpa in Buffalo calling in. Just wanted to call in and say hi. I know I don't call in very often. I don't have the gift of gab that our buddy Mikey has, just got to say hey once in a while. You know, I've been listening during the lockdown. You guys have been remote, and it's kind of odd that things haven't gotten very rammy with you guys being remote. I think it's just a special combination of everybody being together that makes things kind of become unhinged and makes for some fun episodes. You guys, you know, you're all remote. You don't have to worry about driving or catching a ride home, but you guys aren't drinking enough and getting wild. Matt, Nick, you guys are at home. You don't have to worry about getting home. Party on, bro. Yeah. Let's drink a little more beer. Let's make it happen. I need a Rammy episode. I mean, do I got to come out to Fresno and make it happen? Because I will, you know. Let me know.
You can stand outside the studio.
Anyway, just want to give a shout out to all the homies that show up on the Friday night Zoom. You know, the Ants and Jazz for hosting and Scotty 91 and all the other guys, even the people that aren't like callers or regular listeners, you know, Ken and guys. You know, it's kind of fun to hang out. I don't know. I know I don't show up every week, but I try when I can. Nobody else comes to visit me in Buffalo. What am I supposed to do? I mean, I guess I got a Zoom. Anyways, cheers, everyone. Keep up the good work, guys. Let's get rammy.
Let's get rammy. Yeah.
Brings up a couple of good points. One is rammy.
Yeah.
What's the proper spelling on rammy? R-A-M-M-Y, right? I think that's proper. Yeah. It's not R-M-M-I-E.
That just sounds weird now that you say it out loud.
But he's right. We don't drink as much. I feel like I drink about almost as much, maybe even more, because I'm drinking the full beers sometimes instead of, like, you know, us taking one beer and dividing it amongst the three of us, but...
Right.
Yeah. He's saying it's hard to be rammy when you're just by yourself, kind of. And it's a different vibe. I feel like we might be virtual. I mean, all the indications are things are going to be shitty for the next 3 months, virus wise. So I don't see us doing anything in studio for the rest of the year. So
interesting.
Unless we're outside somehow, and I'm too freaking lazy to set that shit up. Maybe we'll go over the mats and do an outside
barely set show. Up inside.
Right.
Oh, he does have a nice podcasting table now.
Yeah. He's got that nice little carport kind of garage thing. I feel like that could be our new studio.
Well, yeah.
This is all on Matt now. Matt's just like, we're just laughing because we're watching Matt. Anything. We're watching Matt on the video completely not giving a shit about this conversation. All right. I have a contra. Oh, by the way, I wanted to mention because XL was mentioning and Sky 91, the Friday night Zoom, the virtual get it on Friday nights. They keep going. And now that everyone's getting the virus is getting bad again, you pretty much want to stay home. So Friday nights, that virtual get it keeps going. You don't have to be a golden god to get in there. If you know somebody that does the get it, you can message them, see what the password and code is for that, or you can message Perfect Pour Pod on one of the social medias and we can relay that to you. So if you're like, hey man, I just want to hang out, see what those get it's are all about, message anybody you think is involved in that and we'll get that to you. And have fun. I appreciate the hell out of it. I just love that Friday nights is like the listeners take over and do their own thing on Friday nights. And they don't need us there, but it's cool that we're there, but they'll do their own thing with or without us there. So, I love that. So guys, keep it up. And every Friday nights are bad because I'm trying to write the newsletter, the drinking and thinking, and then navigating, hanging out with the family and writing this newsletter. And then some like, where do I, can I fit in jumping in on the virtual get it? So, but, it's there. Matt was on recently and, it happens, but the main thing is it's just, you get to hang out with all the cool listeners of the show. So do it. And we have one more. And here we go. I have so our rule of thumb here is no more than two voicemails. Keep it under 3 yeah. minutes. Chew Your Beer has a shout out show submitted. Mm, he is called in twice now. This would be his third call. But this is his podcast. Should we let it go or should we not play it?
Different than a voicemail?
Let it roll the next week.
Oh, Matt says we'll go next week. He's shouting.
I'm torn because his second voicemail was a correction to the first voicemail, right?
No, that was an email.
No, it was a separate?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
This is actually his email. Fourth communication with us.
Oh, damn.
But third voicemail / podcast. Are we going to shut him down? He's shouting out, well, all right. Well, we're going to save it for next week. We've got, you know, I mean, hey, rules are rules. And he's shouting out the Dodgers, so come on. Do we need that?
Oh, yeah.
I do. The non-sports guys are like, nah, we don't need that.
Nah, bro.
Right. She called me up, left me a voicemail. All right, thanks everyone for contributing to the show.
Great old.
Looking out for beers. Matt, do you have any beers to look out for?
Coronado and Maui did a collab. And it's called the Island Style, but it's a tropical tide IPA.
Tide?
Tropical tide IPA.
The tropical tide comes in and goes out. Tropical.
That's it.
All right.
That's what I'm looking for.
That's it. Should we just stay laser focused on that one beer to look out for? Mm-hmm. Nick. Lasers. Yeah. Laser beams. Those sharks want laser beams.
Those are for me.
Those are
so. Why can't I find what I want to find? What is the deal here?
What is the deal with looking on your phone on a podcast?
Please.
I mean, come on. By the way, I've been like way this week, and I feel it's going to carry over for a while. I've just gotten way back into Seinfeld. Like, I'm just
It's on at like 6:30 in the morning.
I haven't seen that. I see it at night.
Oh,
I'm 26. It's on 11 to midnight. And then, it's either TBS or something like that. It's on at midnight as well. So if I want to keep staying up, it's there. And I've just been locked in Seinfeld. And I've just been appreciating like all those characters, the bit characters that sometimes they're just there for one episode, like maybe like a Jerry's girlfriend or Elaine's boyfriend or something that's just there for one episode, but you just know them so well because you've seen these episodes like 20 times already. But I don't know. Just saying, I'm locked into Seinfeld right now.
Yeah, locked in, bro. It's good. They're good reruns. Mm-hmm. Or it was a good show, I should say, altogether. So the reruns are equally as good.
Are equally as good.
Abnormal Beer Company's Pour.
Pour?
Yes, no. Anybody? Executive Pour.
Executive
Pour. Like boss pour, but one level.
Oh. Higher. Top pour.
Executive.
Is that top pour. That's more than top pour?
No, it's never more than top pour.
Ah, come on, dude. Executive pour is below top pour.
Yeah, of course.
Okay.
There's nothing above top pour.
Okay, because it's top.
Yeah, but it is a Mosaic and Citra Simcoe IPA.
All right.
Yeah. Urban Roots, Good Morning Sun is a pastry stout, for lack of a better term.
Matt's got a train going by. Hold on.
Hold please. Hold for train.
Hold for train. And?
Are we clear?
We're clear. Train by.
And thanks to Ants.
Oh, one of the prominent virtual getters. Get it orders.
Yeah, getters. He tagged me in a post of False Idols, Return of the Stack.
Oh, no. Here we go. You lied to me.
And so now I've been singing this song all week because of that freaking name.
I might have danced in a club to that song. Maybe.
Yeah?
Maybe.
Okay. Okay.
I'm glad there's no video of it.
No video of you dancing or the song?
No, there's probably a video of the song.
Yeah. So, yeah. Return of the Stack is a French toast.
Return of the Stack.
Looking up.
All right. How about Pipeworks Brewing Infinite Citra? Infinite Citra, just Infinite Citra, never ending Citra. Sounds good to me. Slice Beer Company's Moats and Bros.
Mm.
It's a nice. It is a hazy IPA.
Prestige Worldwide.
Yeah. Sorry. Hazy IPA. It's a Mosaic and Citra. That's the only hops.
Is that all you need?
That's all you need. I don't know why. I'm still confused on why people do different beers. It's like, oh, Mosaic. If you got Mosaic and you got Citra, oh, we can make a beer.
Okay, but yeah, but what do you want? Do you want 50-50?
I don't. That's a good question. 60? I don't know.
40 Citra? What do you want?
I think 60-40 Mosaic.
Yeah.
I go 60 Mosaic, 40 Citra. That's me. Right.
I'm just checking.
I'm crazy.
I was worried about you.
Crazy. Yeah. Let's start putting some percentages out there, breweries. Don't just like, big secret.
Yeah. It's like 1%, 1%, 98% Mosaic.
Percentage. Give me a percentage. Great. I want the whole fucking story of how you came up with this beer. So, El Segundo Brewing, Great Cut, 6.5 IPA with Galaxy and Simcoe. And it's a label buy because it's a baseball, a diamond. But then it's got the infield is mowed a different way. I think that's where the Great Cut comes in. It's a thing in baseball where
they'll mow
things differently. Yeah, like they'll mow the outfield differently than the infield, and it looks all cool and stuff.
I know. I want to know how they get that checkerboard. I've never seen any house lawn with a checkerboard.
Ooh, I used to do a sort of similar thing at the old house.
Wow.
I would do diagonal. Instead of mowing it like, you know, straightforward, boring ass, like back and forth, I would do a diagonal. Wow. You do a diagonal once, and then you cross over it with another diagonal the other way.
Yeah.
So you're in effect, you're mowing it twice, but you're making a cool design on your lawn. It looks cool.
Then would you run through the garden beds with your chain link on a 2x4?
No.
Smooth out that dirt.
You know,
calm the dirt down.
No, I wouldn't do that.
Drag Kings.
I wouldn't go that. Yeah, I wouldn't do a Drag Kings bit on there. That's too much. Too much for me.
Where's you have a home base hidden at your house?
Oh, I should. Is that a thing to do?
I don't know. I'm asking. I don't know sports. You tell me. Don't you have like, can't you buy old don't bases from like retired spaces? Stadiums?
You probably could. Oh, that'd be expensive as hell.
Okay.
Because there's not many of them.
Yeah. Okay, when we come back to the studio,
I want to have
from a famous stadium.
I have never gotten. I do want to have like stadium seats from some baseball park or whatever, like lined up in the studio. I do want that.
If you watched Pawn Stars, you would know that you could buy bases from games, and like they'll break it down to be like this base was used during these innings. During this game. Yeah,
that's what I need. Another rabbit hole to go down on collectibles. Yeah.
Sorry, honey, you could have had braces, but daddy needed the home plate for the 89
your teeth
World
look
Series.
Fine, babe. They're fine. Did you see this base I got? It's from game 82 of the A's versus the Rangers. On 1999.
That was a peak year.
Yeah. It's a big year.
Peak year.
Big year. Lance Blankenship slid into this base.
That's right.
Honey.
That's why my ball is worth $1,000 now.
Your teeth are fine, though. Your teeth are fine. I hear community college is just as good as university, okay?
Look, that's the year Dennis Eckersley said he was going to go big. He almost did.
You know what?
He almost did.
You know what? I'm going to put this in my will for you. What do you think of that, honey?
Yeah.
Pretty good dad,
huh? Will Clark rookie card. Huh? This will pay for your first year at City College.
Yeah. Huh? Tell your friends all about how cool your dad is now.
Yeah.
Okay. And also, I'm looking into maybe getting into some German beers. So, with a focus on Kolsch's. So if anyone wants to recommend some European beers or German beers, especially Kolsch's.
Mikey, if you lost your sense
out,
of taste,
throw them out to me.
You might have the COVID. You don't have to go German.
Oh, really? Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Well, I'm just trying something.
Let's wait 2 weeks and it'll be back.
I'm just exploring. I'm an explorer.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Burr, burr, burr. Land down under.
Men at Work, underrated band. Bitter Brewer 87, what have you been caught drinking?
From Fieldwork Brewing Company, they had a dark lager or a Schwartz beer, had one of those.
I see a Schwartz is as big as mine.
I had, I believe it was Moonraker, but there is Citra Light. It was a fantastic beer. From Fieldwork again, there was Shoreline. There is a West Coast IPA. There was, it was called Mafia something. I can't remember, but it was from Hen House. IPA, good. Just drink it. Hmm. From Humble Sea, there was Kook's Club. It was a barrel-aged stout that I had. There was a little secret bottle share party that happened.
What?
It was with coworkers, so we're all in the same bubble.
So, it was a bubble party.
And that was notable from there. Also notable from that were two vintage beers. There was a 2010 Bourbon County and 2014 Midnight Rush. So it was kind of cool to put stouts up all up next to each other.
Ooh, that 2010 was pre-buyout, maybe, then. Bourbon County.
And then Double Jack from Firestone Walker. And then a Moxa Mule.
So that's that new Double Jack, right? That special release they got going on right now? Am I getting that properly?
Yes.
How was that?
Good. The brother can also comment that it's good.
Okay. I wasn't sure about it. I'm like, that's Bearded Brewer 87 on Untappd. He is, Nick has dropped out. Something happened to Nick. But Louie's still here. So I will go. I got. I was all thinking I had it in my Moleskine, but I don't. I have it in my Untappd. Dorktown on Untappd. Just search for it.
In your Unskin.
In my Unskin. I added Citrus Slam from Revision Brewing Company. I don't think it's been a while since I had that beer, so I was like, it is the cheapest. The Save Mart here has like, usually has about five or six revisions, but they're all kind of pricey. But the one that wasn't pricey was the Citra Slam. I'm like, I really like Citra. Why would I not get this? So it's a nice beer. I was happy enough to have it. Talked about the Tomorrow's Clear from Dust Bowl. It was a budget week, so I went all grocery store budgeting this week, and I had a hazy little thing from Sierra Nevada, $9 for the six pack. I've been enjoying that. The two little anomalies I did have as far as like higher end stuff was one from Liquid Gravity. San Luis Obispo's Liquid Gravity, their IPA. Very good. Highly recommend that one. And one from Moonlight Brewing Company up north there. Bombay by Boat, an IPA. And that was a nice beer as well. And, oh, I did have, I don't think this was included last week. I think this was after last week's episode. Almanac Beer Company's Disco Days, which I wasn't that impressed with. I was kind of underwhelmed by that one. So, just something to think about. And, well, we're not going to... Nick is missing right now, so we're just going to keep going on. And if Nick comes back, we'll check back in with his bin cots. So otherwise, we got to move on. Sorry, man. The world keeps turning, Nick.
Cheers, 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 cheers. It's the end of the show.
Matt, do you have some cheers?
Cheers out to Wazoo for fueling our beer supply. What? And then cheers out to my new Untappd friend. Their Untappd handle is trash, and their display photo is trash, and their tagline is Trashers. So,
wait, are they like at trash? Like, is that their handle is trash?
Search Trashers on Untappd.
Okay. All right. Cheers to Trashers. Nick is back.
Hello.
Would you like to summarize what you're caught drinking before you give some cheers? Or
sure. Been caught. Founders Porter. I had a Graveview Brewing's Mallrat, I believe. That was the orange creamsicle beer I think Matt brought.
Oh, Graveview. Yep.
And Fresno. Double Jack from Firestone.
Double Jack. Are you with Matt in saying that Double Jack is all right? It's good.
Yeah, very good. I don't know if they changed it or if it just has been so long it seems fresh again, but a nice beer.
All right.
I wish I could find it in six packs.
Yeah, because I have not had that for a while. And my memory of it is being sort of like old school, kind of maltier. So I was curious about it.
Not terribly malty. Dank resiny now, if anything. Okay. All
right.
Like,
I get you.
Like new Belgium Ranger days, you know.
All right. Right, well, so that's caught up. You were done with cheers, right, Matt? Did you have any more?
Yep.
Okay.
Done.
Nick, do you have some cheers?
No.
Oh.
Not that I don't have people to cheers. I just didn't
suck.
I'm writing it down tonight.
You all suck.
Yeah. Oh, except for our new Golden God, I guess.
Oh, did you cover that already? Not yet. New Golden God, Courtney. Beep, 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 beep. Known on the social medias as Court_no, as in KNOW. Court_no. She's on Untappd and the social medias as Court_no. Courtney is a she's a Fresnan. She's a big town downtown Fresnoer. And I don't think I've actually met Courtney, but I know she frequents all the downtown spots and is a good Fresnan. And big cheers to Courtney, our new Golden God. If you would like to be a Golden God, you can do it too. Patreon.com/perfectpour. Check it out. Perfect. See if you would like to be a Golden God. You get invited to the Pourim, which is a private Facebook group. You get invited to the Discord group, which I'm having problems with my Discord. It's like, I can't. When I try to sign back in, it does the thing where it like doesn't want you to be the robot. So it, like what pictures are the crosswalk? How many crosswalks are there? I'm like, that's a crosswalk. I think that's a crosswalk. And it does that like forever. It like keeps giving me different. It's like somebody's messing with me. It's like, how many bicycles do you see? How many traffic lights do you see? And it just goes on forever until I just finally give up. But that's a thing, too. And then you get to listen to the tailgate. So, cool. Thanks.
Yeah.
Also, cheers to Danielle from Drake's Brewing. Our friend Danielle, one of the Drake's employees industry. She is expecting. She's
wow.
Yeah, so big cheers to Danielle. Cheers to Hoppy Libations, to Beersturbation, to JD12358, to the Fontana Gym. Hey, Kelly Bean, which is, I think that's Kelly Hoozcraft. She's got a new handle now. It's called Hey Kelly Bean.
Wow.
Hey, Javier Carrillo, Hops_Hound, BL Clark, Indie Beer Love 619. And also sorry to Bracy DuJour, who is one of the hosts of Drinking Partners. For some reason, because it was in one of our Black Lives Matter episodes where I listed like all these people you can follow to, you know, in social media, and he was one of the people. But somehow Google is doing some sort of freaky thing where, like, if you look up his name, then we were like one of the most prominent things that would come up in Google search. And all we did was we talked about their show briefly and mentioned their name and thing. But it's like overtaking his SEO for when you search his name. So sorry for that. We didn't mean to do that, but it's doing it. It was just like a weird, like Google, because it seemed like it wasn't just us. It was like doing it everywhere and for different people. So I don't know. It was a weird, funky thing, man.
Wow.
So just everyone that cheers the show, that cheers to everyone that shares the show and supports the show. We really appreciate it. Cheers to all the Friday night virtual Zoom people. People that listen to Drinking and the Redrinking and Thinking .substack.com, and just being cheers to you guys being friends with us, and we really appreciate it. Are we good, guys? You got anything else?
Yeah, boy.
Yeah, boy. Matt's cool. Nick's cool. We're all cool. So be safe, guys. Have fun. Check your dates. Bye. Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah. I don't know, man.
I'm here. I swear I'm still here.
All right. I don't know. I can't do endings at all. I'm terrible at leaving. I'm the guy that, needs to, leave the party, after, oh, let's go for 30 minutes. And then I'm there. I'm like end up being the last guy to leave because I have no idea how to leave places.
Wow,
I'm that guy. So it just
you need to do the fade out.
Yeah, I can't do it. I do the Irish. Yeah. The only time I can leave early is the Irish exit, where just don't say anything to anyone, and you just.
I gotta go see what's over there. Really?
Yeah, I gotta go outside here. I might be going pee. I'm just gonna go pee in the bushes. And everyone's oh, that's cool. Mikey's going to pee in the bushes. But in reality, I just never come back.
Oh, that sounds like a car starting up. I can't be Mikey.
No, there's no way.
No, he left all his beer here, an ice chest, and left snacks.
On. Oh, yeah, I'll leave everything. I'm like, I'll leave everything behind. Oh, yeah. I'll never see that shit again.
Just drop and run.
Yeah. People like message me the next day. I'm like, no, it's yours now. It's your problem. Yeah.
Enjoy that Yeti.
So that's why all our endings
I'm
are
so funky. Rich, I don't need that Yeti.
I don't need that Yeti. It's a $300 ice chest. Yeah, I don't need it. I'm never going to go anywhere where I need an ice chest again. Stay home now. Staying home.
I'm staying home forever.
Staying home forever. All right. Bye.
Boy.
Oh, boy.